country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We certainly can. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show, surviving here on March 21st, 2024. James Kelso here with you every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You're welcome to call in at 512-248-8252, any old time you like. And what else can we say? Let's get started. I want to start on an upbeat thing, but this is a kind of a downbeat note here, just because I have it right in front of me and I wanted to share it with you. It's a headline: Japanese researchers warn about using blood transfusions from COVID-19 mRNA jab recipients. And I'll read you a little of the matter here of the what this announcement was. To this day, and where is this coming from? It's coming from the website The High Wire. All right, The High Wire. To this day, the American Red Cross wants blood donors to know that despite all the confirmed devastating side effects and deaths, receiving an mRNA COVID-19 jab does not make you ineligible to donate blood. Okie dokie, fact checker verified. Their website declares, quote, true, you can donate blood after getting a COVID-19 vaccine, unquote. Besides that, the Red Cross insists, quote, blood donations from those who have been vaccinated for COVID-19 are safe for transfusion, unquote. I wonder what George Carlin would do with this if he were alive. Noting on its website that, quote, like all blood collectors in the U.S., the Red Cross is required to follow the eligibility guidelines set by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, unquote. That sounds comforting, except trusting the FDA related to anything to do with the gene-damaging COVID shots has revealed a misinformation propaganda campaign with the agency's hocus-pocus on full display. Thankfully, and now we get to this story, researchers in Japan are very concerned about the risks associated with blood transfusions from individuals who have received mRNA COVID-19 jabs. In a March 19th, 2024 preprint, the authors warn, and then I will get to the matter here, but just let me preface this by saying, you know, the professional class, including doctors in the U.S., has become so corrupt. Lawyers, doctors, politicians, even engineers. Not quite so much there. After all, there are actually about 4,000 architects and engineers who signed a petition to get the truth about building number 7, World Trade Center 7. So we begin here. It begins. Japanese authors write, the impact of these genetic vaccines on blood products. Oh, the point I'm trying to make is the Japanese seem to be a little less corrupt. They seem to be a little more able to handle the truth. The impact of these genetic vaccines on blood products and the actual damage caused by them are unknown at present. Therefore, in order to avoid these risks and prevent further expansion of blood contamination and complication of the situation, we strongly request that the vaccination campaign using genetic vaccines be suspended, and that a harm-benefit assessment be carried out as early as possible. As we have repeatedly stated, the health injuries caused by genetic vaccination are already extremely serious, and it is high time that countries and relevant organizations take concrete steps to identify the risks and to control and resolve them. Wow. Unquote. That's the Japanese scientists there. And then the article continues at the high wire. At this stage in the battle, it is well known that the genetic jabs that are not vaccines developed by both Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna pose numerous risks with their use, including post-jab thrombotic events, cardiovascular complications, as well as a wide variety of diseases involving all organs and systems, including the nervous system. It is also well known that the Red Cross does not sort blood donors by COVID vaccination status. With those frightening facts in mind, it would be negligent to ignore that there are real and serious risks associated with blood transfusions coming from genetic vaccine recipients. This danger can't be swept under the rug. The researcher's article entitled Concerns Regarding Transfusions of Blood Products Derived from Genetic Vaccine Recipients aims to call medical professionals' attention to the extensive risks associated with blood transfusions using blood products derived from people who received the mRNA jabs. So let me just jump ahead here a bit. there's a lot of good material here. I'll skip, won't be able to read you. But the point being that this is, notice they mentioned this is the Japanese accurately, instead of calling it a vaccine, they call it a, what are the term the Japanese use? They're speaking accurately. They're calling it a genetic vaccination. And it alters, this is gene alteration occurring on those who receive it. Now, by the way, let me interject this. Probably, well, I have no idea. I would say the people hearing the sound of my voice in this audience are probably less likely to have gotten the COVID-19 injections than any other audience, any other subset of people. But still, a lot of you did. And the last thing I wanted to do is bum you out. And I know people who got the genetic vaccinations. Those include, in fact, the guy who invented the mRNA technology. And he bought it. He bought into the BS from Fauci and friends. And he, the inventor of the technology. And he's pissed. He is very angry. So I want to say to you who got the vaccine, there were a lot of some really smart people who were duped and who were too trusting of the medical mafia. So don't feel bad. Well, don't feel too bad. And you are part of a big army of people who will prevent this from happening again. And you will help defend everyone who hasn't been jabbed, and future generations, you will help prevent them from being the guinea pigs and the victims of genetic manipulation and destruction of our people. So anyway, I just thought I'd give you that article. The Japanese are saying, hey, cut these mRNA shots. A, stop doing it. B, don't get a transfusion unless you know that the donor is not a mRNA recipient. So, and watch for them to do it. They'll probably make it illegal. I think there are blood banks now, privately set up blood banks of people who are mRNA free, and they'll probably make that an illegal activity. If they haven't already. Okay. And ranging widely, which is certainly the least of what we do here, let's just jump right over to something completely different, but actually quite related in its origins. And I want to talk about this. Reading today earlier, there's a great publication now. Do any of you remember the name Jerome Corsi? Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's a PhD, a doctor, I think, in history. And I think he went to Harvard. He wrote some great books that a whole bunch of us patriots read years ago. And then he went, he disappeared from view. He wasn't in the public eye, but he's just now reemerged in the public eye. He set up a website. I'll remember the name in a second. But he's also co-author of a new book on, here we go, here's the new topic here. And it's important now. It's important now. Is he a forensic pathologist or a radiology MD? They put out a book on the Kennedy assassination. And here's the connection to the COVID-19 and all the other BS. of which we are the recipients. A turning point in the whole process of us getting BS'd, I say, was the Kennedy assassination. November of 1963, I think I was 15 years old in high school. And what Corsi and his co-author show in their new book, let's see if I can't find it. I'll find a banner for it here. Well, I know I can look it up as a book. Here, let me go to the title page of the book, and which I can find pretty readily. Let me go here and do that. And I just type in the name Jerome Corsi, and it should come right up. And I buy an awful lot of books. I probably have to buy this one too. Let's see, let me change my search there just a wee bit. There we go. That's going to work better. The Final Analysis. There's your title. The Final Analysis, and by Jerome Corsi. And some of the titles from Corsi that you might remember. Let's see. The Late Great USA, Who Really Killed Kennedy? The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change. The Truth About Neo-Marxism, Cultural Maoism, and Anarchy. Some pretty good titles, huh? How about this one? Where's the Birth Certificate? That was a good one. America for Sale, Silent No More. Some good titles. Unfit for Command, that's a story about John Kerry. But now let's go to his latest book, The Final Analysis. So let's go here. And what he does in this book, his co-author, David Mantic, MD, PhD, got a PhD in physics and an MD as a doctor. This guy is super qualified. And he has spent more time in the National Archives than anyone else looking at the three purported x-rays of Kennedy's head. And he has gone in there, and this guy has such expertise, he is able to look at those x-rays, and he can tell you definitively they have been manipulated. There's forgery going on in the x-rays. Things that have been taken out, things that have been added in. And he, with his level of incredible expertise, he's able to spot this. And he also notes that, you know, there are many x-rays taken. Lots of documents have disappeared. X-rays have disappeared. And here's what he comes up with. Kennedy was hit by three headshots simultaneous. Bing, bing, bing. Three shots from snipers. Two in front of his car, one behind it. And if you've ever been to Dealey Plaza in Dallas, you walk across that railroad bridge. Railroad trestle, maybe. That railroad overpass under which Kennedy's car was about to drive when he was shot. And if you are a member of an Allen Dulles organized CIA hit team designed to kill Kennedy, working in coordination with Lyndon Johnson, you want to be on that overpass. I'll tell you what it feels like, what it's like to stand there right after this break.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need
it the worst. Hey, we're back, folks. And the let me tell you, you've all heard many about many books and many long discussions of the Kennedy assassination, and most everyone in this audience knows we haven't been told the truth. There might be two or three people out there who think, I read the Warren Commission report and I got it all, and we've been fully briefed. Okay, two or three, maybe. I suspect none. And and of course that's true, but this book brings something new. This guy, the co-author, let me get his name again, new to me too, Dr. David W. Mantik, M-A-N-T-I-K, Mantik, M-D, Ph-D, very, very prestigious guy. And I'll read the pertinent paragraph. What distinguishes this book from the myriad of books written on the JFK assassination is that Dr. Mantik's optical density measurements of the JFK skull x-rays in the National Archives leave no doubt the x-rays were altered to disguise evidence of the two frontal shots. Remember, it was one shooter. It was Lee Harvey Oswald, remember? Alan Dulles on the Warren Commission assured you of that. No, we'll talk about Alan Dulles in a moment. He's one of the one of the bad guys who had Kennedy killed. Of the two frontal shots, with over four decades of experience reading x-rays, Dr. Mantic has examined the JFK assassination materials more than anyone else. And he got a degree in physics, PhD in physics. Then he went back and got a degree in medicine. So he's in examining x-rays, which is something used, that sort of science is used by physicists a lot. This guy is super qualified. And Mantic and Corsi present overwhelming testimonial and documentary evidence that proves the Bethesda surgeons, remember, they flew Kennedy's body out of Parkland Hospital, where he was pronounced dead and where the first life-saving was attempted. The Bethesda surgeons performed in Bethesda in Maryland. They put him on a plane, performed pre-autopsy surgery on JFK's head to remove evidence of the forehead bullet, as well as to gain access to his brain and thus, quote, sanitize the crime scene, unquote, by removing bullet fragments and bullet tracks in the brain tissue. Those would show up in an x-ray. And this book contains objective forensic science for which the world will never be ready. If the x-rays were doctored, the CIA, that's Alan Dulles' outfit, the FBI, and the U.S. Secret Service have some questions to answer. Now, let's connect the dots here. Who are the bad guys today? I'm saying this was the onset or the takeoff for the bad guys. John F. Kennedy had just told people, I think including his brother Robert, who also paid for it with his life, that he was going to take apart the CIA. John Kennedy was disgusted with the CIA and wanted to basically dismantle it. He fired Alan Dulles. So then Lyndon Johnson, who does Lyndon Johnson put in charge of investigating Alan Dulles' crime? Oh, Alan Dulles. What could go wrong with that? And what more despicable or low-life, corrupt criminal can you imagine than Lyndon Baines Johnson? So that was, I was 15 years old, and I remember reading the Warren Commission report over and over. Then I read, you know, various people. Mark Lane, I think, wrote a book. Various people wrote books and so on. That began for all of us our career of reading questions about what really happened. This is where Mark Rivera must have come up with his name for his program. What really happened? We started wondering what really happened, and we're still there, folks. We're still wondering what really happened. What really happened to World Trade Center number 7? What really happened on January 6th? What really happened in November of 2020 in the fraudulent election? Over and on every important question, what really happened on the clot shot? What really happened on the Wuhan lab? We have been deprived of basic facts of life for some of you younger people, your entire life. I guess for all of us, actually, for our entire lives. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody thought that they had breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans. It wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
Hey, I'm back.
Cause daddy's name.
And let's see here. We're doing okay on time here. So we're talking a little bit about, and now how do we connect this to Donald Trump? Well, in his first election, Donald Trump said at some point that he was going to release the Kennedy files. Now, what does that mean, the Kennedy files? Because the Kennedy files have been tampered with. So whatever we've got, or whatever he could have to release, he said he was going to release it. He didn't. I haven't studied the question. I don't know the particulars of what happened there. I do believe I read a quote, where Donald Trump is quoted by somebody saying, I saw the files, or I saw some files, and if you saw what I saw, you wouldn't release it either. I think I saw something to that effect. Now, that may be a phantom memory, or that's not, I don't know that that's what he said to anybody. But I do know he said he would release them. I do know he did not. And I do hope that when he's reelected on November 5th, 2024, this year, he will promptly release the Kennedy files. And let me read you from Jerome Corsi. And, you know, a lot of you have heard Jerome Corsi. Of course, you may not remember it, but if you listened to Alex Jones a lot in years past, Jerome Corsi was a frequent guest on Alex's show. And he was great. So it's great to see. I think he's pretty old now. Let's see. I don't know how old is Jerome Corsi. He's probably pretty old, but he's coming back into the fray. Probably being brought out of retirement, like many of these older people who are involved in the Patriot fight, who didn't expect to be, you know, in the fight at this age. They're going, hey, I've got grandkids. I can't leave this to them. I've still got three cylinders firing, and I'm going to do everything I can to leave something, to leave a country to my grandkids and my descendants. I've noted some authors are using very apt terminology now. I see the phrase more often now. People don't talk about the Justice Department. They talk about the so-called Justice Department. And instead of talking about our republic, they more accurately specify our so-called republic, because that's the truth. All right, so let's listen to Jerome Corsi, and here's what he says. He pretty much gives you a good summary of his argument. I'm going to get it. This is the prologue. This is Jerome Corsi writing. For 60 years now, since November 22nd, 1963, the federal government of the United States has lied to us about the assassination in Dallas of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. When JFK's limousine arrived at Parkland Hospital, Secret Service agents destroyed evidence by wiping JFK's blood and brains from the limousine that carried him to his death. Still today, U.S. intelligence agencies continue to redact, classify, and conceal crucial documentary evidence. After 9 visits to the National Archives to examine the JFK autopsy x-rays, David Mantic, MD, PhD, acquired forensic proof that JFK was hit by 3 headshots, one from behind and 2 from the front. Headshots hitting nearly simultaneously from the back and the front. Now get this, folks, prove that JFK died in a crossfire. Now think about that. Absorb that for a moment. 3 shots, and I mentioned the overpass, that bridge. If you stand out on that bridge next to that the concrete rail of that bridge, you couldn't dream of a better sniper position than the sort of the spaces between the stanchions of that concrete wall. It's a dream fire up high up firing position, or above and in front. And anybody who was a sniper, an assassin, couldn't resist that position. Another position you couldn't resist would be on the grassy knoll, above the grassy knoll, behind the wooden fence at the top of the grassy knoll. And I've stood there. And you could just lean your arm over the fence, imagine yourself holding a rifle, steadying it on that wooden fence. It's a sure shot. And on the overpass, it's even more of a sure shot. It's a dead shot, resting your rifle on that concrete. And then a third shot from behind. And I don't have anything to offer on that. There's discussion of a building that was behind the president, not the school book depository. There was not a shot from the school book depository that killed John F. Kennedy. So you have to go to Dealey Plaza, which still looks today pretty much exactly as it did in 1963. It's an amazing spiritual experience to stand in those places and just imagine the scene. But now, if 3 people fired simultaneously from 3 different locations, are you going to tell me that was a coincidence? 3 different guys on the same day at the same second decided to the same. No, of course, it was 3 people in a crossfire who were operating with radio control. Not some country bumpkin with his Mannlicher carbine defective rifle up in the school book depository. These were pros. This was an assassination. And he mentioned, for instance, he already mentioned wiping down the car. That's evidence. That's the crime scene. Kennedy was shot from in front, so he would have noticed. Remember, Jackie famously leaped out of her seat onto the trunk of the Lincoln that they were riding in to retrieve part of her husband's brain, which had splashed onto the back of the car. That doesn't happen from a shot from the rear. Lee Harvey Oswald, supposedly, that has to be a blowout from a shot in the front. And of course, all of that blood is forensic evidence. The trail of blood, the direction of the blood, the splatter, shows exactly where that shot came from, the angle, the intensity. So what Dr. Magic proves in this book is three headshots. Alan Dulles was in charge of the cover-up, the cleanup, and the whole mission of the Warren Commission, which included political figures who are nincompoops. Alan Dulles was in charge to cover up the crime. But see, now that's all we've been exposed to for our whole adult life. We've gotten used to it now. You haven't gotten the truth about 9/11. You haven't gotten the truth about building number 7. Not at all. You haven't gotten the truth about any important event. Do we have the truth about Ukraine? You know, it's right in front of our faces. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden getting millions and millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party and the Ukrainian oligarchs. And nobody goes to prison. Nobody's even investigated. One of these people becomes our president. This totally corrupt criminal family, worse than any mafia family ever, murderers, is now the president of the United States. We've gotten a constant, continuous dose of this bullshit for our entire lives. And the power of the Trump phenomenon of the MAGA revolution is that these bastards have pushed us to the breaking point. We're so sick of it. And on top of that, we're also about to see the end of our country. So we're sick of it. We're motivated, and we're also looking death in square in the eyes, death of our country. So this is a very large group of very motivated people. And that's what people like Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, I keep using them because I hate their guts, as the poster boy and the poster girl, or the corrupt, totally corrupt professional elite class, our tyrants. They're very amazed at how angry and how numerous we are. So I just thought I'd bring you up this. That new book was published March, publication date of March 18th. So it's been out a week, not even a week. It's been out 3 days. It's already at number 3 in its category, in the bestsellers. It's not cheap. It's a big book, 537 pages. That'll set you back $37 in hardback, but you can get a copy for $24 in paperback. Save $14, $13. And this becomes, you know, if we can get the truth on one of these important pieces of the lies that have been heaped upon us, and if people can see it's the same people, the Bushes, the Alan Dulleses, the Chuck U. Schumers, it's the same crowd of people, the Nancy Pelosi's, always the same people, the same cast of characters. If we can expose one of their lies, then maybe the entire thing will unravel. People will see, hey, these are all connected. They are all of a type. So it could be, if Dr. Mantic has come up with something that is strong enough to awaken people and to expose the truth about the Kennedy assassination, maybe that could, the unraveling could start there. Richard Gage, the genius behind AE911truth.com and his own website, Richard Gage, I think RichardGage911.com, use that and you'll get to his webpage. Maybe it will be Richard Gage who starts the thread unraveling. The seam comes apart with Jerome, what Richard Gage has found out about the controlled demolition of 9/11. Who did that? Who has that kind of, talk about coordinated action, three shooters in Dallas on November 22nd? Three buildings coming down in their own footprint at free fall speed and impossibility, unless you planted thousands of controlled demolition charges, thousands of them. Who does that? And you're going to do it without the knowledge of Larry Silverstein, the owner of those buildings, who had just bought them and had just double insured them? Larry Silverstein. I remember standing at the foot of World Trade Center 7, where Larry Silverstein had relocated his offices in the rebuilt World Trade Center 7, another 47-story building. And we stood at the foot of World Trade Center 7 shouting up in bullhorns. I got to do it in one. Alex Jones was doing it in one. It was Alex Jones's event. And our chant was this one, which if he can hear through his window up there, wherever, you know, "Oh, Larry," we called him. "Oh, Larry." Because how does Larry Silverstein not know the truth? Could the thread unravel with Larry Silverstein? Is the thread going to be lost as people die and the trail goes cold? Somebody's going to talk. Somebody's going to blow it apart with the truth. What happened to those buildings? And Richard Gage, see, he's on it. He's that an engineer and an architect and a brilliant mind and a man of great conscience. I think he gave up his marriage, his family, his life, his house, his everything. He was, you know, he hung in there. Richard Gage hung in there. I met him twice. I met Alex Jones twice. Alex Jones has done the same thing with his life. He is dogged in his pursuit of the truth. There are few people like that. And Donald Trump is one of them. So however he can help, Donald Trump can help with this. Maybe Donald Trump will be the key. You know, just tell all these bastards to clear out their desks and get out of the building. Put patriots in there and expose the files. Get the truth out. Get the facts of what happened. Just shred it. And of course, now this, we get another point here. This explains the freneticism, the rabid foaming at the mouth of the Mika Brzezinskis and the Joe Scarboroughs and the Bushes and everybody else who's part of that deep state. Because if somebody unravels this thing, if somebody wakes up the public, they are going to have hell to pay, aren't they? What are people going to think? They're going to be very, very angry. So this is explains their desperation, and this is gives us pause, because we're fighting an enemy that is desperate, who will do anything. Now, that offers opportunity. They're going to make mistakes. Desperate people make mistakes. They do stupid things. So we can count on a bunch of stupid things that could be exploited. But also, get ready for some real danger. These people like Joe Biden right now, he appears to be ready. He seems to be happy with the idea of World War III. James, come on in before World War III starts. Get into the show before... before they light us up.
Yeah, you were talking about the World Trade Center, and before that, JFK, two of my favorite conspiracies.
Yes, and what I like about this Dr. Mantik, M-A-N-T-I-K, folks, remember that name? He shows in these... I don't have the book yet, so I'm just reading reviews and I'm reading interviews that have been done. But in what's left of the three surviving radiographs of President Kennedy's skull, there are the tracks of bullets. He's able to see where the radiograph has been doctored, and he can find in there, in the same way that the Barack Obama birth certificate. That's another example. Who was it that pulled that apart? It was the sheriff from
Arpaio.
I don't remember. Who was
Arizona,
it?
Arpaio.
Yeah, Sheriff Arpaio. He assigned his cold case unit to doing a forensic analysis of the Barack Obama birth certificate, which Barack himself posted on his presidential website, right in your face, hidden in plain sight. He put up a birth certificate to end this discussion of, well, we don't know who he is. We don't know where he was born. We don't know who his father is. We don't. And so
Donald Trump had to pardon Sheriff Arpaio, I guess, over that issue. They put Arpaio in jail.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you have a better memory than I do. So anyway, Arpaio, his cold case unit, they put in thousands and thousands of hours of work. The most sophisticated analysis, just like this Mantik, they analyzed that document that was put up on the president's website, and they proved, they went to the top authentication experts in the world, and these authentication experts agreed that the odds that that document that Barack put up was real, was unaltered, was authentic, and was not a forgery, was less than one in a billion. Less than one in a billion, because they found so many absolute, and this is what Mantik has done with these radiographs. He, with his professional knowledge, he can, to a dead certainty, show this has been altered. Now, think about it, folks. If the Warren Commission, the CIA, and the FBI, and the Secret Service, if they altered a radiograph or an x-ray of the president's head, what does that say? If they altered an x-ray, who does that? I'll tell you who does that. The people who killed John F. Kennedy. That's who does that. Nobody else. Nobody else has the power to do it.
People involved,
nobody else.
The generals, nobody else. And everybody.
Exactly.
High level. Yeah.
High level.
I think the whole Pentagon was behind it. It would have to be, because the SAC bombers, they took the code books out of the Strategic Air Command bombers, and the mafia can't do that.
Exactly.
It's got to be done by, right.
Back notice here. That, all these things that are happening, these things that, like 9/11, three steel frame skyscrapers falling down. Now, by the way, how many steel frame skyscrapers in the history of the world, of course, it's fairly recent history, steel frame skyscrapers, how many steel frames have fallen down, collapsed?
Zero.
Zero.
Even the Flatiron Building, once the highest building in the whole world, is still up. The Flatiron Building in New York.
That's a good point.
Lower
Manhattan. Yeah,
up.
Folks. And the three World Trade Center buildings were built in the late 1970s, 1980s. They're absolutely modern, totally indestructible. They don't fall down. It's an impossibility, like that one in a billion chances. That's less than one in a billion that they would fall down at free fall speed. It's impossible. And
well, there's one guy out in California that figures they bent the towers like a blacksmith bends horseshoes, but I would have to discount that. There are people out there that are trolls. Thank you.
Exactly, of course. And this has happened to every one of these things that they did. All of their false flags and their you know, insider jobs. And one of the chants that Alex Jones, and, you know, I got to join in on this with my own bullhorn, was 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 yeah. was an inside job. It wasn't some camel jockeys.
A couple of months after the buildings went down, I was in New York City in Brooklyn living in the Italian area. And the waiters were all guys, and they said to me, they said, yeah, they blew them up. They blew them
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yeah. They blew them up. And so the Italian community knows they're blowing up. That means, you know, the Italians talk to, and so on and on and on, and the big bosses. So the Italian community, you know, it was a inside job.
Thank yeah. you. And imagine, we were talking about Larry Silverstein a moment ago. To do a controlled demolition takes a team of 100 guys months to place all the charges. Months. They have to be very carefully placed and very carefully wired or electronically linked to each other. They have to go in precise order, precise timing. You can't mess up with that. And that's exactly what happened. So how long did that take? You were in those buildings?
I was in those buildings summer of 2001 and in the spring of 2001, visiting a friend of mine, right?
And I was. Did you go up on?
No.
Did you go to the?
You couldn't go up. It was all locked up at that time. But that the lights were on 24 hours a day, because from where I was staying across in a college building, I could see the lights were on. There was activity in the building, but we didn't think.
James.
Yeah.
You were watching the building while it was being wired.
Wired, yeah. But we didn't know
it was, because it took months. It took months. And folks, there are people who were in offices there who said they heard rumbling noises on vacant floors above them, as if somebody was moving heavy wheelbarrows full of equipment. And they had people who, you know, they'd come into their office in the morning and there'd be fine dust all over the furniture, fine, like concrete dust, as if somebody had been drilling in the fire protection and the concrete of the floors. And it had gotten into the ventilation system, and it was coating everything. They had to clean up the whole office in the morning. So how does that happen? Yeah. Because the people in the floor above them were CIA or NSA or FBI or Mossad people who were wiring.
Experts.
Yeah. And these people were quite happy with murdering 3,000 people.
Hey, tomorrow I'll tell you a theory of mine how they did it.
Okay, and we'll come back. We'll come back to that tomorrow night, James. Thank you very much, folks.
All right.
See you tomorrow night.
Thanks, James. Bye now.
Thank you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.